of course, while the scoreboard doesn't reflect anything but a trial, it's good to have a hit out, as you see this evening's festivities.
Well, yeah, good to get a hit out. The scoreboard really blew out there in the end, and that's the disappointing thing. I think we made too many turnovers, failed to find connection in defence there to let those, or to stop those tries. I think there's a couple of promising signs out of that game. I think our set piece was mostly good. We had some pretty good play in that third 30 minute there, where we scored a nice try. We finally got to our shape, but for the rest of the game, we struggled to get past two or three phases.
Would have hurt seeing Thomas come off as well, because he's the real fulcrum of the team. He was outstanding last year for the Brumbies. I thought it was a little bit unfortunate not to get the Brett Robinson medal, but Christian got it, and good on him. But it's one of those things where losing such a dynamic player hurts the team and the dynamic of the team. But also losing Dave Pocock, you know, for the season as well, that's going to be a burden you're going to have to carry as well.
Yeah, I think Chris Alcock had a pretty good game last week against Australian Barbarians. Look, they're all trial games, and he had another good game here tonight. We got most of our starting team off around the 55 minute mark there, but he played pretty well. But you're right, I mean, losing someone of David's calibre is hard to replace. And then Tomas, we don't know how bad it is yet, but he was certainly a standout last year, you're right, and I thought he was playing some really good football tonight. So he had 20 minutes last week, and then he was penciled in for 60 minutes this week, but didn't quite get through that. And prior to the injury, he was looking very dangerous out there, and I think a real catalyst for our attack.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. Well, Dave's moved on for the year. The opportunity is there for fellas like Tom Cusack and also, of course, Jared Butler to step into the breach and have a real rush. And look, if Jared can have a year like he had a couple of years ago, all good.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he was one of our best players 2 years ago, and probably sort of came into the fold last year and probably played minutes at seven, and Jared was backing us up there. Yeah, Jared hasn't had a chance to play pre-season yet. He's just sort of picked up a pre-season injury, and we're monitoring him and making sure that we get him right for the first round. So, yeah, there's good depth in the team. Cusack, Ben Hine, Jordan Smiler, Rob Valtini, plus the other guys who started, Lolo and Chris Alcock. There's good back row combinations there. We've just got to settle on it and make sure those guys are ready to go round one.
Well, certainly while you lose Stephen Moore, it's one of those things. Last year, the Brumbies pack was a weapon, and Robbie Abel, you know, now, and Josh Meehan Ray have that opportunity for that spot, but also Big Les as well in the front row. Alan having that experience of part of the Wallabies as well, that's just going to steal those guys up, because you've got to get front football through the scrum to be able to do anything in this tournament, haven't you?
Yeah, and I think we saw that tonight. I think the scrum was good, so we've got Josh Meehan Ray, Saya Fayenga and Robbie Abel in the hooking department, and they're all obviously quality players. And I thought the scrum was good tonight. That was a pleasing thing. The set piece was quite good. We were pretty dominant with the scrum, delivered our ball quite well. But there is, you know, the other aspect of the game is making sure that you can play a little bit of multi-phase attack as well. And, you know, we failed to do that, and it wasn't necessarily the front rowers, but as a forward pack, we have to be very disappointed with the amount of ball that we dropped prior to contact and then through contact.
Of course, you've been assistant coach of Australia. You've declared now that you're going to be part of the Wallabies, so there'll be a bit of vigour in that as well. Not that there was any vigour before, but being with Michael Checker and the intensity he works with, has that made you a better coach? And you're really excited now to finish off your campaign with the Brumbies and really get your teeth into the Wallabies and make them a really dominant side?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very focused on the Brumbies at the moment. But I think over the last 2 years, I've certainly reflected on how I coach and the way I coach and what I'm actually coaching. So, yeah, it's really opened my eyes up into the way we are attacking and how we're getting the most out of our attack shape. So a lot of that back here. And tonight the shape was okay, but we dropped too much ball.